This little story is from a prompt in one of my writing groups, and the prompt was this: 500 words about lines that mustn't be crossed. Dangerous lines. I knew in my heart why I didn't want to be there. It was my second season. I was 12 years old. I sat on the trunk of the same fallen tree as I had the previous November, my gloved hand picking at bits of bark, my thighs taking the weight of the rifle that lay across them. My breath was full of frost. My back was to a small stand of pines, and I faced 100 yards of open meadow. And I knew why I didn't want to be there. I knew what was coming. Last season I'd been lucky and hadn't even seen a deer, let alone have one within gunshot range. My father and Uncle Jerome had their places in a stand 12 feet above the ground. I could see them if I turned, and they could see me. If I got a shot, I'd have to take it. My gut was warm and wet with the fear that, given the chance, I would have to try to succeed. And I knew how it would change me. I picked some more bark. Then there was the slightest crackle of sound, and I looked up. A deer with at least 4 points of antler stood some 80 yards away. I shuddered. Looking back over my shoulder, I saw the faces of my father and my uncle, and they saw me. My breath was ragged, but I slowly lifted the gun. It was a clear shot, and I didn't dare miss. A sissy would miss, they would say. They would laugh. I brought the stock to my cheek and sighted. A film of terror made my vision clearer than reality. I aimed as I'd been taught, to just above the shoulder, and squeezed the trigger. The recoil knocked me off balance for a moment, and when I recovered I could see the deer, flat on its side, not a twitch, not a hint of winter steam from its nostrils. A clear shot, a clean kill. I could hear Dad and Jerome behind me, clamoring from their stand, clumping through the snow, shouting praise, and there was lots of praise. And when they got to my tree, there were hugs and backpatting. Dad was grinning so hard I thought he might cry. I was afraid of crying too, knowing what was coming. We three approached the deer. I'd been taught how to dress a carcass. Jerome lent me his knife. I took off my gun, my gloves, and they talked me through the cutting and cleaning. We rolled the animal onto a broad plastic sheet, and Dad tied a length of nylon rope around the antlers. "You done good," said Dad. "Good, clean kill. You can drag him to the car and then come back and join us. You done good." Smiling, they turned and disappeared into the woods. I looked at my bloody hands and knew what was coming. I sucked the sticky blood from my fingers, and I smiled. And that's dangerous lines, lines that shouldn't be crossed.